Hello, welcome back to Black Quartet and Film. I look back at the history of Black Quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 to 1991. I am your host, Phil Beauchamp, and this is program number 23. We're in the 1950s. Unfortunately, in the early 1950s, there were very few films which feature Black Quartets in it. There were only about two films that I know of that feature Black Quartets from major motion picture studios. We do have the those independent telescriptions, but that were made for television with the Delta Winter Boys and the Ink Spots. And that's it for the early 50s. But it's about to change in the mid-1950s. We're going to be looking at the films that was featuring Black Quartets that was from the studio films as they started making a telescription in the early 50s. But since that didn't work out, but the studio film kept on going. In 1954, they started producing musical numbers for feature-length films, if you want to call 60 minutes or 65 minutes as being a feature length. That was released in 1945. They released four films in 1955. The titles are basically Rhythm and Blues Review, Basin Street Review, Rock and Roll Review, and Jazz Festival. There are also all these sequences with the quartets and the other acts and their films was used for a TV series called Showtime at the Apollo. But let me just mention something, that all the acts that filmed for these films and for Showtime at the Apollo, they were not filmed at the Apollo Theater. Let me repeat that again. These films were not filmed at the Apollo Theater. They were filmed at a studio in New York City, but not the Apollo Theater. So those of you that information up on the Internet, that information is totally wrong. The first act we're going to get to are the Larks. The Larks were, at this time in 1954, were Eugene Mumford, lead and tenor, Isaac Bing, tenor, Orville Brooks, baritone, and David Busbauer on bass. Now, this is the second Larks group. Eugene Mumford had a different Larks quartet that recorded for Apollo record label. This group, the second group, was recorded for the Lorry record label. And they appear in three of the four films. They appear in Rhythm and Blues Review, Basin Street Review, and Jazz Festival. You're going to hear five songs from them. The first being Danny Boy. We feature Eugene Mumford and Busbauer on lead. After that, Margie. We feature Orville Brooks on lead. Shadrach, we feature Orville Brooks and Busbauer on lead. The World is Waiting for the Sunshine, which was featured in the film Rhythm and Blues Review, has Busbauer doing lead on this. And we're going to finish off this whole set with Without a Song, which feature Eugene Mumford and Busbauer on lead. So from 1954 and released in 1955, these are the Larks.
Daddy boy, the packs are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer is gone and all the roses fall. It's you. Come back when summer's in the mess. Oh, when the valley's first and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy.
But when you come, all the stars are falling. And I am dead, and dead I will be.
Dead as well as I may be.
You'll come and find
the
place where I am lying. And kneel and say, and all be there for me.
And I shall hear those songs you shared above me. And all my grave will warm a sweeter be.
And you will be. And I shall sleep in peace until you come.
Until you come. Come to me.
I would call not a double barrel singing group, but a four barrel singing group, because they're about ready to explode any minute. In fact, they're really one of the most explosive singing groups in the country today. May I present for your approval, and here they are, The Larks.
I'm always thinking of I have brought you a diamond bracelet and everything, but you are my inspiration, days or never. After all is said and done, baby, you're the only part of Margie, Margie, Margie.
Ooh, baby, Margie, hey, I'll tell the world I love you, Margie. Get your promise to me. Ooh, baby, you're the lady and the dog, a pretty baby, but Margie, hey,
you are my inspiration, baby.
Days are never blue, but after it's all said and done, baby, you're the only one, but Margie, Margie, you're the girl for me.
And here they are, the Larks.
Well, the jury is here to do the business. You couldn't fool them with the golden head of a shepherd. I said you couldn't fool them with the golden head of a shepherd.
shack, a vessel of decay, the children in the far furnace. It was shack, wreck, beast, and the vinegar. It turned cold and red, hot and brim. It was shack, wreck, beast, and the vinegar. Made it to seven times a hotter than a lot. It was shack, wreck, beast. He got from one of the soldiers, the king had put in the shack. He sent the Benigo. One step he sent the Benigo. Then the Lord God sent him an angel. Then he gave him a couple of wings. Well, he came on down in the middle of the forest and began to cool and flames. Them children, they went struck right through the fire. Not laughing and talking about the power of the gospel. Shep, be sent a go. Nebuchadnezzar said heaven, but he saw the power of the Lord. The Lord, the
radio show. Radio, that's something you listen to while riding in the car. But seriously, on my radio show, a little over a year ago, I was getting ready to play a new record of a group. I'd never heard the record before, and I truthfully had never heard the group before. After I played it, I said to my assistant, "Do you know one thing, youngster? This is going to be a hit." He looked at me and said, "Yeah, are you kidding?" I said, "Yeah." Well, he no sooner got the words out of his mouth before the telephone call started pouring in. Do you know, I thought that that phone was going to jump off the wall? Odd, don't you think? We didn't have any telephones. Seriously, after that record, they've made hit after hit. Presenting to you, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, and here they are, the Larks.
I got a song, you got a song, so let's sing out.
Without a song,
the day will never end.
Without a song,
the road will never end.
When things go wrong,
a man ain't got a friend.
Without a song,
pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
That field of corn
would never see a fire.
That field of corn
would be deserted.
Or a man is born.
But he's no good in the house. Without a song, 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 I've got my troubles and more. And sure as I know that joy number
all. I'll get along. I'll never know
what makes the grass grow.
But this I know,
there ain't no love at all.
Without a song,
do do on.
Without a song,
the day would never.
Without a song,
the road would never bend.
When things grow wrong,
a man ain't got a friend.
Without a song,
sing
that field of corn
would never be a
that deal of call.
But she deserted it now.
The man is born.
But he's no good no how without a song, song, song. I've got my troubles and woe, and sure as I know that Jordan will love, I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul.
I'll never know. I'll never know.
What makes the
grass
grow tall? There ain't no love at all without a song, song, song. Without that song.
Hold up the curtain. Think about it, boy. Think about it.
Without a song. For that, that was The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. For that, Shadrach, and then Marjorie, and we started with Danny Boy, Eugene Mumford and the Lox. Film in 1954, release in 1955. By the time these films with the Lox was released in 1955, unfortunately the quartet had broken up, so they couldn't benefit from the release of the films. When these films were released through the movie theaters, but they released it through something called, if I can pronounce this right, Kaleidoscopic Wonder Color. Well, if you wonder what that is, it's actually the film was tinted with a reddish-brown tint. So that's the Wonder Color they called it that. But it's reddish-brown tint. The films are in a cell with all film in black and white, but when they released the film in the movie theater, they just tinted it. Before I go on for the next quartet, I just want to mention that I want to thank again Marv Goldberg for his help and the information I got for him, especially from the last program on the information on the Ebeneers in the film Meet Danny Wilson. So he has an excellent website that. Which is non-commercial, and I would definitely check it out for information on the various quartets of the past. The website is www.UncleMarvy.com. That's spelled UncleMarvy.com. Sure to check that out. Also check out Pony Fournier, website, which is vocalgroupharmony.com for more information and great recordings of the quartets of the past. Those two highly recommend. They're both not commercial and, like I said, highly recommended. Now, let's get back to the show. There were three quartets that were appearing in these films for studio films, The Lox and the Delta Winter Boys, but the Delta Winter Boys materials on this film came from Snyder Films, May 51. But the other films were filmed at in a studio in New York. The next going to hear from the Clovers. And the Clovers were the biggest selling vocal quartet, rhythm and blues vocal quartet in the early 1950s. They have hits after hits for Atlanta Records back then. Throughout their career, they only had one big pop hit, which was from 1959, which is. Love Potion Number 9, which was a novelty song, but the early R&B stuff by them, they made some great materials. So they appear in these films, and they appear in three of the four films that was released in 55 by Studio Films. They were in Rock and Roll Review, Basin Street Review, and Jazz Festival. The Clovers were, at this time, in 1954, was Billy Mitchell. He was doing the lead work. John Buddy Bailey usually does the leads for them, but he was, in 1953, was drafted in the Army, so Billy was replacing him at this time. Matthew McWhorter was tenor. Harold Lucas was baritone. Harold Willey was bass. And the guitarist was Bill Harris, or Billy Harris. This wound up the Clovers. Now, backup band for this, for all these acts in the movies was supplied by the Paul Huckabuck Williams bands. Paul Huckabuck Williams was a baritone saxman, and he had his own band. And it, and the tenor sax man, the guy did the tenor sax and all these numbers is was Noble Finman Wax, and you see him in a film, and when you watch the films, you see the guy with a checkered suit. That's Paul Williams, and the guy sitting next to him is Noble Finman Wax. What we're gonna hear first is from. From the film Basin Street Review, we're going to first hear Lovey Dovey, and right after that, Little Mama. Then right after that, Hey Miss Fanny. After that, Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash, which was featured in the film Rock and Roll Review. And I'm going to finish the whole thing off with what I consider the best of the studio films, Fool, Fool, Fool. With all these songs had Billy Mitchell on the lead. Fool, Fool, Fool in this version of the film is much more longer than the 45 release. So from the 1955, here are the Clovers with Lovey Dovey.
Friends, have you ever had anyone say Lovey Dovey, call you Lovey Dovey? I think that's a cute little saying, but I think it's even cuter now that music has been set to it. And I still think that it's even cuter yet the way the Clovers do it. So here they are, the Clovers.
Papaya, were you the cutest thing that I did ever see? I really love your peaches, gonna set you free. Lovey dovey all the time. Lovey dovey.
Little mama, I did you mighty wrong. A little
good friend, told your sister Mary too, that all I ever wanted was to get your gold from you. Little mama, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry to my heart.
To my heart.
Little mama, I'm sorry.
Girl, I'm sorry.
Sorry to my heart.
To my heart.
Had best intentions.
Yes, intentions.
Baby, right from the start.
From the start.
Most outstanding vocal groups, and in the past year they've been acclaimed as such by critics and public alike for their sensational recordings. And all during the rehearsal they've sort of been concerned about what number they're going to do for you, but whatever one they pick, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And here they are, the Clovers.
Looks so strange, $900 and so
some change. He disagrees. I try to please.
You're cashing nothing but trash.
Baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
Da 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 da.
Then he took my watch and I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Police station, next stop. I just flung his fist down, flung slow. $20 fine, cause you're drunk. Dig up the door.
And here they are, the Clovers.
In the cold, I guess I still love you and will always be the same old fool, old fool, that I was to fall for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me.
Oof. Fool, Fool. Before that, Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash. Hey, Miss Fanny. Little Mama. And we started this set with Lovey Dovey. All filmed in 1954. And we released in 1955. So I hope you enjoyed this program of the musical numbers from the Studio Films studios. On our next program, we're going to go into the number one selling vocal group or quartet, depends on what you want to call them, from the late 1950s, and those are the Platters. So hope you're going to be back for that. Until next time, I say, I see you down the road.